Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here today. In studio, my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me on again today. Great to be here, and hopefully we can give the listeners some great information on the show today.
There's no doubt about it, no doubt in my mind, and I think our listeners are really going to benefit from this great information. So if you're listening, you're tuning in, you're like, well, what's this all about? Let me give you some information, some contact information. Right. So, Ben, we can call your cell phone. You want a cell phone? Okay. So Ben gave me the nod, yep, that's fine, Steve, nod. So reach out to Ben at 402-450-0199. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's an excellent website. And Ben, we're still introducing, you know, all of us to a national audience now. So could you give us an overview? What services do you offer at Home Downsizing Solutions?
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. The primary thing that we focus on is helping seniors and their families transition from their house that they probably owned a long time, maybe needs repairs and updating, to either a smaller home or apartment or other type of senior community in the what we term the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to make that happen for them.
Okay, and you're buying homes in an as-is condition. So if someone's out there saying, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to paint, we're going to have to do a lot of work to get this house in a condition to sell," well, that's not what we're talking about. That's more of an approach for a retail approach or a strategy. Isn't that correct?
Yes, what we specialize in the benefits that people find value in, the reason that they would do business with us, is if they have a house that needs repairs, maybe needs updating, maybe it's going to need a number of things for a traditional buyer to qualify for a loan or to get traditional insurance on. Maybe they want to stay in the house a while before they make that transition if their new home or apartment just isn't ready for them. And so if they find the convenience, the ease to work with us, and just to skip all the potential hassles of selling a house in a traditional manner, That's why they would come to us.
Okay. And if you're anything like it, a lot of my clients have lived in their home for not years, but for decades. And, so we've lived in our house for about, 16 and a half years. It's kind of amazing how much stuff you accumulate. So if you've lived in the house for decades it's very easy to have clutter, just have too much stuff. And frankly, as you're getting older, just some things will fall into disrepair. Maybe out of style. Maybe it needs some update and some repair. And the choices are you spend months getting all of these things finished and tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even more than that, or you can sell the house as is and just walk away.
That's absolutely correct. Again, the typical person that we work with appreciates and values those benefits that we can offer to them. And really, that's just to make a stress-free, hassle-free sale and for them to be able to transition to their next home or apartment whenever they want to.
All right. That is excellent. Home Downsizing Solutions, Mr. Ben Socheck at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, earlier, this is the hot topic on everyone's just top of mind. Well, there are a lot of things top of mind, but this one is on the top of the heap. The cost of everything and inflation and everything. So we had a monthly market update on that inflation figure earlier this week.
That's correct. Actually, just to, that I heard this morning, the numbers for August were inflation year over year were 8.3%, which is down a tiny bit, I guess, from the last couple of months. But it's still a very hot, very high inflation number. And I believe the month-to-month numbers were a little higher than they were expecting as well. Mm-hmm. And so long-term mortgage rates, 30-year mortgage rates, were at or just over 6% before they announced those numbers.
Ouch.
Yep. So again, I don't have any crystal ball. I'm not a PhD in economics or anything like that. But that would tell me that interest rates are going to continue to go up. The Federal Reserve has signaled that they're going to be aggressive in getting inflation down. And so that would tell, I think, myself and others that they're going to keep raising those rates until that inflation number comes down, which is not necessarily good for the housing market if you're wanting to sell.
That's right. And if you're wanting to buy, you're going to put the brakes on that. Because, frankly, we got pretty spoiled with, I mean, less than 2 years ago, what was inflation is 1 point something. It was under 2. Now it's 8.3, and you can celebrate all you want, and that's better than 8.5, but not much. It still stinks.
It does. And really, the amazing thing, too, is less than 12 months ago, long-term interest rates on houses were less than 3%.
Yeah.
And so now they've more than doubled with that continuation going forward for some time.
Yeah, they're going to keep going up. And I've heard that the Fed is going to raise 0.75%. And there's some speculation that because it only went down to 8.3, there's some speculation that they may even go over that. That's just speculative at this point, but that's a lot.
I think that's certainly the talk. The way it sounds, it's a consensus that they will raise the 0.75 or 75 basis points. And it depends on whether, I guess, enough of the Fed governors want to go over that to try and get in front of this. But again, I have no crystal ball on any of this, but it's going to put more pressure for people that want to buy a home. It's going to reduce their buying power, which typically translates into lower housing prices, but that will remain to be seen.
And if fewer buyers, because guess what? I used to be able to buy a house at 3%. Now it's costing me low sixes, probably going up after this most recent report and the Fed's adjustment anticipated. Yet this month, okay, that could go up to 6.5. Now we're approaching 7, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what? This house doesn't look so bad. We're going to hold up, and we're going to wait for these interest rates to come back down. Why don't we just fix up our house, or just sit here and just not move, or stay in our apartment and forego buying a house right now, and maybe we'll buy one a few years down the road. So all of a sudden you have fewer buyers, and now you're in real trouble.
It's again it's hard to say what's going to happen. There's a lot of speculation about what can happen. There's the train of thought that maybe housing prices won't go down because there will be less buyers, or there'll be less. It's a tight housing market anyway.
Yeah.
So if people don't want to sell, there's going to be at least some demand for buyers out there. But also there's what's driven a lot of this market the last 2 or 3 years is a lot of investor activity, big hedge funds putting billions of dollars buying a bunch of single-family residential houses. I think a lot of that's gone away from what I hear. And so that's going to affect the market also and reduce that demand that's been there for the last couple of years. And so going forward, it's going to be interesting to what the next 6 to 12 months really does in the market.
So what does this have to do with selling your house as is? Well, it's very, very much related. So if you're in your house and you're looking at downsizing, maybe you're moving from your house to an independent living apartment. On this program, we talk a lot with Ben about selling your home as is and moving into a senior care community. Independent living, assisted living, you may or may not need memory care along the way. You may need full-blown long-term care, also known as a nursing home. And if you need to do that, Ben, sometimes we have a timing situation where if I sell my house, what if I have to wait a couple of months for my assisted living apartment to become available?
Correct. That's, again, one of the biggest benefits that people really like with us is that, or maybe just a regular apartment. If a person's been in a house a long time and they've been keeping an eye on a part of town, maybe a particular complex, apartment complex, and that ground floor unit that accepts pets becomes available, and
boom,
they want to be gone right now. They don't want to wait 30 days or 60 days. They want their house sold this week, and so we've accommodated that type of situation, as well as the opposite, like you mentioned, of letting the person stay in the house for up to 90 days.
All right, excellent. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Does increasing interest rates affect your ability to sell your house as is? So the answer, yes or no. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Does the impact of increasing interest rates affect your ability to sell your house as is? Is that question yes or no? And the answer is no. The answer is no. And I suppose, Ben, you could say it depends, but I'm thinking no, because you're still out talking to people of buying houses as is. So I would say no, but you might disagree with me.
As far as a yes or no answer, I think you're correct that I'll buy houses in any market. That's absolutely correct. From a seller's perspective, though, if interest rates go up or continue to go up, that would typically affect the price or value of what others will see in your house.
Yep.
Traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas this spring a person might have had a $200,000 house, because a potential buyer can now qualify for just a lower amount for a loan, they might see $150,000 or $175,000 house, not a $200,000 house.
Because it's all driven by that monthly affordability
monthly
factor.
Payments.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. And all of a sudden, if the interest rates doubled and more than doubled, all of a sudden, our monthly payment just went up, so we can only afford, you know, X dollars versus all of these premium rates that, not rates, but sales prices that everyone, we were getting just as recently as springtime.
Correct. That is the surprising thing, if I can speak here this morning,
yep,
is that this is really happening pretty quick. Just a few months ago, it was a hot market when a person could put a house on the market and have multiple offers within literally a few days, and typically over asking price. And now we're certainly seeing a change from that, where a house will actually be sitting on the market for a while, depending on where the market is or where your local geographic market is,
yeah,
and where you're at in a particular town. And so it's changing rapidly, and with interest rates going up, it's it's going to continue, I believe.
That'll continue. There's no doubt about it. So if you're interested in exploring the option of selling your house as is for cash, I would reach out to Ben Socek. He makes this whole process very simple. He can turn this around very quickly. And there are some situations where if you need to, you need your cash in hand, but you still need to stay in the house for a period of time while you're waiting for your new home to be ready to go, he'll let you do that. 402-450-0199. That's Home Downsizing Solutions, Ben Socek, 402-450-0199. Or you can visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, previously in some of the programs, we talked about this a few months back, I believe. We talked about these wholesalers, and since the money was just so cheap and there were so many buyers, they would promise to sell your house as is with no intention of buying that house as is. And then they would turn around and basically look to flip the house, find a buyer for the house, and then make money on a paper transaction. So what will wholesalers do now that the market is starting to change very quickly?
What I would suspect, and of course, they're out there advertising that they will buy your house just like a real house buyer would, but you're correct, without the intention or typically financial ability to actually close on that property, because they don't have any skin in the game, they are sometimes likely to overpromise what they can pay for a house, but it sounds pretty good to a seller that is looking for, understandably, the highest and best price that they can get for their house.
Yeah.
But the wholesaler will typically ask for a 21 to 30 day inspection period, which is a way that they can get their potential buyers into the house.
That gives them time to market your house online and find another buyer, because they're not really the buyer.
Correct. And with pictures that they sometimes get the seller to take for them
if
they're not in the area.
Yeah.
But with this market that's starting to correct, their end buyers are starting to lower their prices that they're willing to pay for a house, if they're even willing to step into the market at this point, because of the problems with supply chain issues, with getting supplies to rehab a house. And so what that can do is lead to a seller not actually finding a real buyer to buy their house when they think they're going to. So my anticipation would be either the wholesaler is going to come back and ask for a lower price,
mm-hmm.
or they're just going to go away.
I think we're going to see fewer. You pointed it out, and then I started paying attention, and I started seeing all of these wholesaling programs and call today, and you can get rich, and you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what Ben told me about. I think we're going to see a lot of those folks just kind of go away, because rapidly changing market, increasing interest rates, that kind of breaks their model.
Correct. If they don't have, just like back in 2009, after the 2008 market correction, if they only have one way to sell a house, i.e. find the higher buyer that they can flip their contract to, and that goes away, then they have nothing
left to offer
a seller.
Yeah.
And
yep.
So something similar to that happened back in 2008, 2009.
Yep.
And so if you're a real seller looking for a real solution, then it's going to be a challenge working with someone like that when they really don't have any financial backing or interest intent to actually buy your house.
All right. And let me say that wholesaler model, it's pretty shady. I think it should be illegal, frankly, but that is not what Home Downsizing Solutions does. Ben and his team will look at your house, make you a fair and legitimate cash offer. If you accept, they buy your house. There's no funny business here at Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, we only have about a minute or so left, but tell us quickly about your Home Downsizing Secrets. That's a book that you've written to help our listeners, well, and everyone, actually.
Absolutely. It's a book that I wrote to go through what I would term the reality of selling a house in a regular market. Again, we had a very hot market for the last couple of years. But in typical markets, there's certain things a person has to do or has to take into account when they want to sell a house. And so I wrote that book to expose people to the realities of doing that. and they can just go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to get a free copy, or they can call our office toll-free 855-291-5005. And we'd be happy to send them out a copy free of charge as well.
Okay, what was that toll-free number again, Ben?
855-291-5005 or homedownsizingsecrets.com.
Okay, and how much does the book cost?
The free book. If you want a hard copy on the website, you would just pay for shipping and handling.
Okay, wow. That's a deal. HomeDownsizingSecrets.com. You will learn a lot. And so I would recommend reaching out again to Ben Selchek with Home Downsizing Solutions, and he will take great care of you. Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it, and keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for having me. And I hope your listeners got some value out of the show today.
They definitely did. No doubt about it. And coming up next, a consumer alert you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, just go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, about that consumer alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so many times previously I've discussed these free, and I put out my air quotes, free referral services on the program, and it's in an effort to educate my listening audience on their business model and how they actually work. And in my opinion, they're deceptive, and that's my opinion on this thing, and I can back that up. I can at least back up my opinion. They're deceptive because they appear to work for you and your family, when the truth is they actually partner with and work with the facilities that they recommend. That's how they're paid. So if you choose a place that's on their short and incomplete list, guess what? They get a giant kickback. All right. And let me just give you an idea. It's very common for them to be paid the first month's cost as a commission, a referral bonus, or many people call it a kickback. And the average assisted living facility that you're going to pay anywhere, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, pretty common. Long term care, you're going to be spending $8,000 or $9,000 to $12,000, $13,000, $14,000. So there's some huge money here. Okay, so they're free to you because they don't work for you, and they don't represent all of your options in the market. Only the ones willing to pay them these huge kickbacks. So are the places they recommend really your best options, or are they just the ones that are willing to pay these giant kickbacks to these quote-unquote free referral services? Okay. Well, I guess that's for you to decide. But I looked up one of these free referral services on the Better Business Bureau, and I thought, I wonder if there are any complaints. And boy, whew, let me tell you what, I found a lot of complaints on this one particular free referral service. So I'm just going to share a few of these with you here and add a little bit of commentary. But I'll tell you what, I've heard this time and time again. Someone thinks they're directly calling the care provider, right? So they're calling straight to the care provider, only to find out they've contacted one of these free referral services acting as a middleman. These folks deliberately misrepresent themselves, and they know exactly what they're doing. So here's the complaint. I'm moving my grandmother back home from a different state. There's a senior living community, which is an assisted living facility, right down the street from my house that I wanted to set up a tour and just get some pricing for. I went to their website and called the number listed. For some reason, I was connected to this free referral service. Now, I questioned why I had reached them and not the assisted living facility directly. And the woman said, oh, you reached the right place. We're directly affiliated with them. She started asking me a lot of questions, and I said again several times that I just wanted to set up a tour and get pricing for that particular place. She told me not to worry and made it appear that this was just part of the process and it would be all right and all taken care of. She knew that I was under the impression that I was speaking to someone from the assisted living community, and she was intentionally being misleading, deceitful, and misrepresented herself. I found out when talking to a friend that they are an agency that works on commission. They did not find anything or any place for me. I did that myself. They did nothing to earn their commission. All right. So that was, again, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and read all of this for yourself. And I've just heard this time and time again. And this is what I hear a lot. They just won't stop calling me. So here's another one. We contacted this free referral service last year to get suggestions on an assisted living facility for my mom. And after further research, we decided not to use one of their places. We used a place suggested by our neighbor. This free referral service continues calling me ever since, and they ask where we placed my mom. I told them, well, it wasn't in one of your places that you recommended, so it's none of your business. My mom has since passed away, but this free referral service continues to call me. I just want them to leave me alone. I mean, can you believe that? This is why I feel how I feel about these places. And you can tell I don't like them, period. Another one along that lines, this was the Better Business Bureau complaint, harassing calls from someone named Kelly. I get calls every 2 hours and they will not stop. Right. So I warned a long time ago that these free referral services, they're cultivating names. And guess what? Guess what? Once you reach out to them, either online or by phone, etc., they collect your name, your information. And guess what? They own you. They own your name throughout the continuum of care. And once you make any sort of contact, even down the road, a different level of care, right? They literally own your name. And if it pops up in any one of their places in the next 5 years, could be, possibly longer than that, that facility owes them their commission. So this is going a step further here, though. Okay, I'm just going to paraphrase this. This lady reached out to referral service number one, decided not to use them, didn't like the way they did business. So she started using referral service number two, and then she started calling places. Well, some of these places said, well, we can't work with you if you're using referral service number two, because we can only work with you if you use referral service number one, because you contacted them first. Right. So now they're being territorial and not allowing the facility to work with any other free referral service. And she said, you do not own me. You do not own my name. If you don't remove my name from your service, I'll be contacting the Attorney General's office. So they're getting even aggressive in these, what I feel is pretty shady and questionable business tactics. All right. I've had a lot of questions coming in from our listening audience regarding the free referral service. But Steve, he was so nice. I just can't believe his company would work like you've described. And he said this particular place was the best place for my mom. But Steve, she seemed so knowledgeable and trusting. She had such a caring tone to her voice when we spoke to her over the phone. All right. Well, I get it. I get that. You need to understand, though, these people are very good at their job, and they are very well-trained. Here's the fact. They're trying to convince you to choose one of the places on their short, incomplete list of facilities willing to pay them this, thousands and thousands of dollars in kickbacks just to get you in the door and to choose one of those places. Okay, so of course they're nice. Of course they sound caring. They're trying to make a sale. All right, so here's how you know for sure if the service is paid giant kickbacks from the very places they recommend. Here's how you know for sure that they are business partners with the facilities. Here's how you know for sure that they do not work for you and do not represent you and your family. Are you ready for this? This is the one single thing that you look for, and it answers everything for you. Okay, it answers everything. Is the service free to you? Is the service a free service? Well, yeah, they mentioned that, you know, there's no charge. Okay, there it is. Then that's how it works. That's how it works. Look, these people are not volunteers, and they do not work for some charitable organization. Really, to the contrary, these places are generating hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're worth more than that. One of them is worth now over $1 billion. That's how big this is. That's how much money they're making. So if it's free to you, then they're getting paid by the facility they recommend. Period. That's how it works. That's how it works. Right? And if you dare respond to an online ad, maybe you click on a link by mistake. Maybe you just click on several links while you're exploring your options online. Or heavens forbid, you make a phone call. What I've just discussed is what you may experience. All right. So just to wrap up this consumer alert, if you choose to contact a free referral service, be very careful because your experience may lead to filing a similar complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
And up next, I'll answer the question of when to consider moving to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so as promised, I want to answer the most frequently asked question that I've received in the last 20 years, since 2002 when operating Senior Care Consulting. And this is it. And I hear it so many times. Steve, how do you know when to move? When is the right time to consider moving from your home to a senior care community? And I'll tell you, that's a huge question. It's a tough question. It can be an agonizing question. You don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too long and move too late. Many times it's very obvious. It's extremely obvious. But I'll have to say the majority of the time, it's not so obvious. And there's just a lot of gray area in there. So I like to say that the following things should trigger that conversation of moving from your home to a senior care community, or at least consider moving. Okay. So here it is. So number one, the top reason to consider moving from your home to a senior care community: when it's no longer safe to live at home. Okay, and so we have a safety issue there. And I have a few examples here. Leaving the stovetop burners on, I can't believe how many times I've heard of leaving the stovetop burners on and causing a fire or melting a pan and avoiding disaster. I just hear it all the time. That's an easy one to fix. You can, you know, flip the breaker or turn off the gas, and there you go. You've fixed the issue. But that's usually not a problem until it is a problem. Then hopefully it's not too late. But that's a major safety issue. Wandering away and can't find your way back home, that would have to do with someone with cognitive issues. And that will also trigger a silver alert. And I see these things all the time on my social media sites. And every time I see one, where a Silver Alert has been issued, every single time I go click, share, and I forward that and I share it on my page just to get it out to, you know, thousands and thousands of people. So that's a major, major safety issue. And let me say this, and I won't dwell on this, but someone said, well, yeah, Steve, we just locked Dad in his house, so he can't get out. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What happens if there's a fire or an emergency and he has to get out of there? Go back there and unlock his house and do better, okay? So if you're thinking about doing that or if you're doing that, don't do that, okay? There are better solutions. Malnutrition and dehydration. I had one guy say, yeah, Dad's not eating very well, Steve. And I'm like, well, what's he eating? He said, well, he'll eat a package of Oreos, a whole pack, every day. I'm like, oh my goodness, are you serious? So, and sometimes you have people are just not eating well at all. They're becoming dehydrated. Lots and lots of medical issues around both of those issues of malnutrition and dehydration. So you can't let that go. Unsanitary living conditions just due to neglect or just the inability to take care of things around the house. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar. But this is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time. Maybe not taking your medications at all, right? So, I mean, that could have deadly health consequences. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge safety issue. And then another one, elder financial abuse. And usually we've talked about that comes from the inner circle many, many times, but that's another safety issue. And so when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, the number one thing that should trigger that conversation, when it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, I would call this a really close number two, maybe a 1A, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. Now we have a problem. Now we have two people declining, and you just can't let that go on very long. Okay, and I know everyone tries to be understanding, and everyone pours themselves out, trying to be the best caregiver you can be. But if it's at the expense of your own health and well-being, and now you're declining, you can't let that go very long. All right, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So as caregivers, we tend to place our own needs on the back burner. We skip doctor's appointments, dentist appointments. We skip going to see our optometrist or ophthalmologist. We start skipping social events like book club, meeting with our friends, donuts with the guys on Friday morning. We stop going to church, other gatherings where we get out and we interact with people. Let me say this, and I won't go into all the gory details of examples. I've just seen it far too frequently, though. Stress is a very, very powerful force. It will crush you. Stress will manifest itself in physical symptoms, and it will crush you, and it will win. At some point, you're going to break. I have seen way too many examples of the caregiver passing away before the person they're providing care for, because they've put all of their own needs on the back burner and they're just pouring out because they love this person. They love their spouse, their mom or their dad. They love this person so much that they pour everything in. They don't take care of themselves. They end up passing away before the person they're caring for. And now you've totally defeated the purpose. Now you're not here to watch out after them and to take care of them. And you just can't let that go on very long. So that's why it's a close two or maybe a 1A. All right, number three, when the cost of home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I'm a huge fan of home care. I think it's a fantastic service, and it could extend your stay living independently at home for months, if not years. But the fact is, once your need for home care services starts to increase and you start to get up to needing 12 hours, 15, 18, 24-hour care, home care has increased a lot here recently. It used to be $18, $20, maybe $25 an hour. Now it's pretty common to see a reputable home care company that does everything right charging $35 to $40 an hour. So at some point, the cost of in-home care just may become cost prohibitive if you need too many hours, and that should trigger that conversation. All right. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from that hands-on caregiver to the care manager? Meaning, get out, find a great place for your loved one. And again, Senior Care Consulting can help you do that. But if you choose to do it on your own, that's fine, right? Find a place where they can provide that 24-hour care. And then you can go back to your role as the loving spouse, the loving child, in my case, the loving grandchild, and more of your traditional role. And then you can manage the care. Make sure that your loved one receives everything that they need and they get the great care that they deserve. And then you don't have to worry about all the stress that comes along with being that hands-on caregiver. So hopefully that helps you answer that question, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.